sing that together. It's number five. Number five in the white book. We have a number of prayer requests this morning that we should pray for right at the outset. We have a number of boys that aren't well. Two of them are in the infirmary, and one is, three of them are in the infirmary. Sore throat and things like that. So let's just pray that God would touch them. Just complete out this time. We've just got a few more days, and I'm sure God is more than willing to lay his hand upon them. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. One of them was the little boy who sang the solo. I guess it got to his throat. let's pray for them. Dear Father, we just bring them to you. Lord Jesus, you invite us to come, and so we come. Lord, we need your help. We need your healing touch. And so we appeal to you, oh God. Touch them this morning. Lay your hand upon them, Lord. Lord, we know that you are able to do this, and that's why we come. We come in faith. You are the Lord who heals us. So touch these boys and make them to know that you have touched them, that Jesus, you are the healer. Just as they were taught, Jesus, you are their healer. And so we just commit them to you. We commit all the boys to you, Lord. Thank you for keeping them and the girls in the cottage, Lord. Thank you for your hand over them, for protecting them. And thank you for the good weather we've had. We thank you for your great faithfulness. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus, 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 you are able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then we have another little boy in the cottage who just needs our prayers. Just a little behavioral problems. And seems like the thought of going home is maybe contributing to that. So let's just pray that God would just touch this little boy, subdue him, change his heart. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you're able, Lord. Jesus, you're able. Let's just all lift our voices to God for this little boy. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, your heart is open to him. Lord, you brought him here. Oh, that you might meet him. Jesus, come. Jesus, come, dear God. Someone pray with us, please. Dear God, dear God.
Lord, we have heard and read that you calm the storms.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, and you can subdue all things unto yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Come this morning and believe that you will do a work in this little boy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
These last remaining hours on the campground, Lord, we believe you have already begun a work.
Yes, Lord. Come,
Jesus. Come at this time and subdue this young man, this little boy. Pray thee, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And Lord, we continue to pray for all the counselors. Lord, I pray that you give them the strength and the wisdom and love that they need for these days yet, Lord. Thank you for their service to you. And Lord, I just pray that you would cause them to finish well. Dear God, that you would be glorified, that your will would be done. I pray especially for Sister Antia, Lord. I pray for her, that you give her strength today, Lord. Give her rest, Lord, in her spirit, soul, and body, dear Father. We thank you for her. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. You are worthy all praise, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Able, he's able, I know. I pray.
Thinking before when we prayed for that little kid in the cottage, how the marvelous miracles the Lord did in nature, the healings, the wonderful things that he has done that we've read in the Bible, and that should inspire us. I was also thinking of how he can undo tangles in our lives, family relationships that have gone askew. The Lord is able to work out those tangles. Tangle sounds like such a cute word, but some of these family situations are very real and very serious. I was thinking of something, I testified this during the Chinese conference, this story that happened here at camp years ago. A doctor and his wife were having real serious marital problems. They were, it was the last straw, so to speak. And even driving up one night, they had heard about camp and possibly it could help them. And I'm going back many years, both of them are dead now. But they came to camp as the last ditch effort. And they later told the story. They came back year after year on their anniversary after what I'm about to tell you happened. But they relate how it was rainy that night, and they came very, very late. And they were greeted by, we used to have two very efficient Swiss housekeepers on the grounds. I know Heidi's Swiss, but Heidi is nothing like these two gals. They loved the Lord, they loved camp, but they were a little stern. They had their parameters, and they kept within those parameters. And the doctor and his wife relate that they get out of the car and somehow they were expected, and so the one of the housekeepers, in those days you brought your own sheets to camp. Now, of course, we're moving up. but back then you brought your own sheets, and I don't think they knew anything about that part of it. And so they're greeted with, "Where are your sheets?" That's how they were greeted. That's how they were greeted at camp. But as the story goes, they finally got settled in their room, and the wife related that she woke up in the morning, and she saw the mist rising from the lake, and as she saw that, her spirit lifted too. Something lifted within her spirit. And they came to morning worship, and dear Brother Gordon Gardner was the minister then. And as often happens when you're in a Holy Ghost situation meeting, he spoke directly to their hearts. He knew nothing about them. But he spoke through the Holy Spirit directly to their need. And later they commented, does he know anything about us? But after a couple of days, their marriage was healed.
Hallelujah.
Through the Word of God. It was the Word of God and the Spirit of God that was able to work in them through the meetings and through the songs and whatnot. But the Lord did that. The Lord is able to do that. And as I said, they came back year after year for many years on their anniversary day to thank the Lord. And just as a PS to that, he was a veterinarian, and it was at lunch once when he had a question in his heart how his business should go. I think it was, should he go into horse racing or something to that effect. And again, Brother Gordon, not knowing anything about the situation, this was over lunch, he just said the right words that clicked in Dr. Moore's life and the answer that he needed. So how wonderful the Lord is. How wonderful the Lord is. Even other situations, parental disagreements or whatever. There are relationships in our families that are hurting and people need healing from them. The Lord is able to do it. As we look to him, he's able to undo those tangles of life, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're here. Yes.
Thank you.
Let's sing number 43 in our white book, number 43. Stand as we sing.
Lord, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, speak, Lord, speak to our hearts, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, may your voice be heard, oh God, oh Jesus, speak, Lord, answer, Lord, the questions, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Lord, you know our hearts. Lord, you know all about us. And Lord, I just pray that you would continue to speak. Lord, right into our hearts, just the word we need to hear. Lord, if there are questions in hearts, I pray that you would answer, that you would be the answer. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Again, we know that you bring us here for a purpose, and everyone here is by your appointment. And so, Lord, work your work. Just what's upon your heart for this day, for this moment, Lord, for this hour, God, continue your work in each of our hearts. We bow before you. Give us ears to hear, Lord, what the Spirit is saying Give us hearts, Lord, that would respond, tender hearts. Oh, Jesus, give us grace to obey. Oh, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, be the glorious answer, the glorious answer to our questionings. Jesus. Oh, we worship you, we praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You may be seated. There's a song on the back of your books.
Brother Paul, you know that, right?
No, I don't.
You don't? Brother Paul, how could that be? I have no idea. You're asking the wrong Waldvogel on that one. Let's see.
Well, Dad and I know it. Yeah. And my wife has alternate words, but she'll sing the words that are there. Let's be true to Jesus. You sing a duet with him?
Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him, when this fleeting life is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. Walk and talk with Him when this fleeting life is o'er. Let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and bye. All right, so we want to try it together? Yes? I just feel this is not only part of what we do here at camp, but because that's what we're here, right? We're pointing the sinner to the open door. And when we go from this place, that's our calling. And so let's be true to Jesus. All right? All together now, right?
Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when this fleeting life is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessing by and by.
Let's one more time.
Let's be true to Jesus, though a thousand voices from the world may call. 'Twas He who died to save us, and demands our life, our loyalty, our all. Since we'll walk and talk with Him when this fleeting life is o'er, let us labor now to point the sinner to the open door. Let's be true to Jesus, and we'll reap eternal blessings by and by. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, let us be true, dear Lord, to you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we give ourselves again today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.